This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we concluded on the note where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Pharaoh to present the da'wat of Allah to Pharaoh. And Sayyidina Musa had requested the presence of his brother Harun, citing the reason that he was more articulate and eloquent. And Allah had approved the request of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And furthermore, Allah said, "Antuma wa man ittaba'akum al-ghalibun," that you and those who follow you will be successful and victorious. Wa inna jundana lahumul ghalibun. Surely the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be victorious. Okay, verse 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the arrogant reaction of Pharaoh and his people when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam presented the miracles and the da'wat before Pharaoh. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came and displayed and produced and presented the clear, vivid, transparent, manifest miracle signs and symbols of prophethood before Pharaoh to say that I'm the prophet of Allah and I'm inviting you to the truth. هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. Are you interested in being guided to the truth and to change and to reform and to better your life? فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed him and displayed before him the manifest miracles. So what was the arrogant response of Pharaoh? قَالُوا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرَى. This is magic, this is fabrication, this is a lie. وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. And the truth be heard, the truth be told, we never heard of anything like this in our ancestors. And that's a blatant lie, because they knew very well that prophets had come previously. Prophets had come previously. So Pharaoh chose to deny. Pharaoh chose to deny. In fact, Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimahullah, explains this whole context very beautifully. And I just want to share some of that reflections. So verse 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhima min Allahi as-salatu wa taslim have presented before Pharaoh and presented the da'wah very briefly. Here Allah speaks about it. And of course, in different verses in Surah Al-Shu'ara, in Surah Taha, and in other parts of the Quran, Allah has in great detail spoken about this dialogue, this discussion with Pharaoh. So he refused it and he says it is magic. And this has been the nature of even the disbelievers of Makkah. When they realized how people were taking to the truth, initially they accused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wal'iyadu billah, of insanity. But then how do you reconcile if a person is wal'iyadu billah insane? Then so many intellectual people are following him and taking to his teachings, then surely this is a reflection of your insanity. So then they would counter argue by saying, no, this is just witchcraft. This is sorcery. He's casting a spell on people. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the disbelievers will be driven towards hell, يَوْمَ يُدَعُّونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَّى هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. When they will be driven and hurled towards hell, and then they would see the fire with their eyes. وَرَأَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارِ. And the sinners would see the fire with their eye. فَضَنُّوا أَيْ فَأَيْقَنُوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا. And they know with certainty that they are going to fall in it. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. And there will be no alternative to this year. At that time, it would be asked to them, أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Is this fire real or is this also magic? Well, everything you were told in this world was بَلِفْتَرَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ. He's a poet, he's a fabricator, he's a magician. So is this fire also a type of magic, or is this real? And of course, now it will stare them in their eyes. It will stare them in their eyes. So, وَغَذِبَ الْجَبَّارُ مِنْ جَرَاءَةِ مُوسَى وَقَالَ فِي عُلُوٍ وَكِبْرٍ. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam presented and follow these words of Qasas al-Nabiyyin, amazing, amazing text. So when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam presented, Pharaoh was, provoked, and he became angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a munafiq in the Quran, Akhnas bin Shuraiq. I'm just having a flash of that now in chapter 2 in Surah Baqarah. That وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. When he is told, fear Allah, because he was a very sweet talker. Akhnas bin Shuraiq, who was a munafiq, who would come in the gatherings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would claim loyalty, faithfulness, act as though he's a believer, but this was all just a presentation, and it was a farce, it was superficial. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى has two meanings. When he turns his back, or تَوَلَّى الْأَمْر, when he's given the reins and he's given authority, سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ, then he will cause corruption on the earth. And again, you know, the beauty of the Quran. How many times you would find a political party, when they are campaigning for a vote or for an election, then they would promise you the world. Yet, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, when they assume authority, سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ, then it is just destruction, it is just dominance, it is just authority. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and when he was told, fear Allah and back off, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ, then he would become enraged and provoked, and he would become angry. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, hell is adequate for him. مَنْ تَكُونُ أَيُّهَا الشَّابْ حَتَّى تَقُومَ فِي مَجْلِسِي وَتَعِظَنِي. What an audacity, Pharaoh is saying. You're a young man. You're addressing me in my court, and you're challenging me. أَلَسْتَ ذَلِكَ الْغُلَامِ الَّذِي إِلْتَقَتْنَاهُ مِنَ الْبَحْرِ. But hang on for a moment. You look familiar. Are you not the very Musa who came as a toddler in the basket, sailing in the river Nile, and it was my kindness upon you that we rescued you, supposedly by the definition of Pharaoh, and we salvaged the situation. أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. But did not we raise you, nurture you, attend to you? And you know what you did, and you're very well aware of what you did. And that's exactly the description. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Sometimes you make a reference to something which is understood by two people. You know what I'm talking about? Exactly. Yes, that. Precisely. That's what I'm alluding to. You know what you did? You know what you did, and he was referring to the aspect of the killing of that person. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam remained calm, composed, and calculated. وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ مُوسَى. And from this we learn a lot. When you are given the da'wat of Allah, it takes a very matured, responsible, calculated, composed individual, because you got to brace yourself for some resistance, opposition, nasty comments, remarks. I mean, read the Quran, the entire chapter of Surah Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wat. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Turrah, in Surah Ibrahim, how فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. How the nation belied the Prophet. They took the hands of the Prophets and blocked the mouths of the Prophets that don't speak. This is how hostile they were and uncouth they were. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَا وَأَنَا مِنَ الظَّالِينَ. Musa alayhi salam said, yes, that was a mistake that had happened, and surely this occurred when I was unaware. وَأَنَا مِنَ الظَّالِينَ, I was unaware. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ, and then I fled from you due to the fear of you and your people. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا, and my Allah blessed me with nabuwa and wisdom. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and Allah has made me from amongst the prophets. So sometimes you invite a person towards good, And he says, oh, well, leave it, my brother. I know your past, man. I know your past. You know, stop pontifying yourself, or stop inviting because I know your past. Well, hang on, brother. Yes, I do have a past. Like we always say, there's a past to every saint and there's a future to every sinner. There's a future to every sinner. So yes, that was my past, but I've moved on. I'm not the person you knew, and I'm not the person I was. Of course, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was pure, noble, and chaste right across the time. I'm not tying that up in any way, bila tashbih. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, yes, that was a mistake that had happened, and I moved on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven me, and Allah has blessed me, what prophet would. But listen to these words of Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi. إِنَّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنَ تمن علي بالتربية ولكن لا تنظر لماذا وقعت بيدك وكيف أمكنك أن تربيني. You have the audacity to claim that you nurtured me and you raised me and supposedly you were very kind to me. But why don't you look at the context and the backdrop of how I ended up in your palace? And with what tongue do you speak? With what tongue do you speak when your hands are soiled with blood? They are blemishes and blotches on your entire body. And today we can apply that same analogy. You know, how often a person wants to claim, or a country wants to claim, or a nation wants to claim, or a political power wants to claim, you know what, we've done this, we've rescued this, we've empowered this, we've provided this. But hang on. Let's not be so bold in your claims. Don't be so bold in your claims. You've exploited, you've abused, you've extorted, you have embezzled, you have killed, you have murdered, you have butchered. And see the facts and see the figures. إِنَّكَ لَوْ لَمْ تَأْمُرْ بِقَتْلِ الْأَطْفَالِ لَمَا أَلْقَتْنِي أُمِّي فِي النِّيلِ وَمَا وَقَعْتُ بِيَدِكَ. If you had not ordered the killing of children, my mom would have not put me in the basket and not put me in the River Nile. And then I wouldn't have arrived at your palace. وَهَلْ هَذِهِ نِعْمَةٌ. Wow. You could apply this to the political world today. وَهَلْ هَذِهِ نِعْمَةٌ تُعَدُّ وَتُذْكَرُ فِي جَنْبِ ظُلْمِكَ وَقَصَاوَتِكَ. Do you have the audacity to claim a merit against a million demerits on your name? Do you still want to flash the feather on your cap and say you are a hero when there are tens of thousands who have died at the hands of your brutality and your abuse? Do you still champion yourself as, the watchdog or the protector or the guardian or the custodian of human rights? إِنَّكَ عَامَلْتَ قَوْمِي كُلَّهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ. You treated my nation like animals, subhumans. You exploited them. وَكُنْتَ تَزْدُرُهُمْ زَجْرَ الْكِلَابِ وَكُنْتَ تَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. You inflicted, unleashed, abused, tortured, murdered, killed, massacred, butchered. And now you say, well, I was so kind to you. You know what? You need to remember, you need to realize, and it was me that I rescued you. فَأَيُّ فَضْلٍ لَكَ. I mean, these words are just amazing. فَأَيُّ فَضْلٍ لَكَ إِذَا كَفَلْتَ طِفْلًا مِّنْهُمْ وَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مِّنْ جَهْلٍ وَخَطَئٍ. So how can you really claim any accomplishment or any feat or any virtue when you have destroyed an entire nation? رُوِيَ أَنَّهُ قَتَلَ 90,000. Right? It is mentioned that conservatively he killed 90,000 children, and then you want to trumpet yourself for having rescued one child, and that also not by choice, but because, you know what, your wife had told you, لَا تَقْتُلُوا. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. The Quran speaks, and this is how he brings this text in and this verse in. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ. And is this any bounty, any favor, any privilege, any virtue of yours? تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ, that you reminded me about. أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, when you have enslaved the entire nation. وَعَجِزَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَلَمْ يَجِدْ جَوَابًا. Fir'aun was helpless. He was now speechless. So he said, okay, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And this is combining different verses of the Quran regarding the Dawud. So verse 36, we're still discussing it. Remember, Allah says, Musa came with the clear signs, conveyed it. Pharaoh just said it is magic. So Pharaoh said, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Okay, so what is Rabbul Alameen? Here again, the scholars say the adoption and the expression of Ma was inappropriate. It was actually Waman Rabbul Alameen. And who is this Lord of all the worlds that you're speaking and preaching about? But he said, and so what is this Lord? So what is this? What's this all about? Right? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ. And when it was told to the disbelievers, prostrate before Rahman, meaning Allah, قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ. They said, what's Rahman? What is this all about? What are you talking about? This is arrogance. أَنَسْجُدُوا لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. Must we just bow and prostrate to someone that you are telling us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a companion to invite one prominent disbeliever and said, bring him here, tell him I am calling him. So he mocked and he said, what is the Prophet of Allah? Is he something like an item or an object or a material or a metal? Is he out of gold or silver? The narration is in Ibn Kathir in the 13th chapter of the Quran in Surah Ar-Ra'd. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released a thunderbolt on him, which struck his head and he fell in two pieces. وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقُ. صَوَاعِق is the plural of the word صَاعِقَةٌ. And Allah releases a thunderbolt and he strikes whomsoever he wishes. And you still have the audacity to argue regarding Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, you want to know who is Allah? He's the Lord of the skies and the earth and whatever is beneath it, between it. Pharaoh became more angry and he tried to now incite the people in the gathering. So he said to them, قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Folks, ministers, courtiers, are you people listening to what he's saying? Look at him, man. What is he talking? What is he blurting? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِهِ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. وَلَمْ يَقْطَعْ مُوسَى الْكَلَامِ بَلْ ضَرَبَ فِرْعَوْنَ ضَرْبَةً ثَانِيَةً. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was protected by Allah and he had that divine strength. So he did not buckle under pressure. He did not tone down. He said, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ أَبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The Allah I'm referring to is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is beneath it. Pharaoh, it's your Lord. It's your father's Lord, your ancestor's Lord, and every one of you, it is the same Allah that I'm referring to. وَاشْتَدَّ غَضَبُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَلَمْ يَصْبِرْ. Now Pharaoh is getting more angry. So you can imagine this here. One, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is presenting the da'wah. Pharaoh is retorting. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is counter-responding. Pharaoh is getting more provoked and incited and enraged. And then he hurls something nasty again. So Pharaoh says, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. This prophet, referring, so-called, who's been sent, for all I care, this man is insane. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Telling Sayyidina Musa and addressing, this man is insane. And this is what was said to all the prophets across the times. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. In Surah Furqan, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, persevere. That which has been told to you was said to the prophets that preceded you. وَأَرَادَ فِرْعَوْنُ أَنْ يَشْغَلَ مُوسَى عَنْ هَذَا الْمَوْضُوعِ الْمُرِّ. So Pharaoh now tried to change strategy. Tried to change strategy. You know, I don't have to tell you the forked tongue of a politician and the manipulation and the distortion. لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He's got the gift of the gab, how he can turn and switch, how an interviewer can put an interviewee under pressure, and how you can sensationalize a particular sentiment and run with it and create that whole hype around it if you want to drive a particular point. So Pharaoh now wanted to create and stir the people and divert the focus. So he said to Musa, okay, فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. What's your take on the fate and the destiny and the final abode of those that preceded us? The thinking of Pharaoh was that Musa alayhi salam is going to say, those that died before us, meaning his ancestors, etc., they're all destined for hell. And if Musa alayhi salam will respond by saying they are all in hell, then this will provoke all the ministers and the courtiers there. How dare you say my father is in hell? How dare you say my minister is in hell? But of course, Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn so much wisdom from the diplomacy, the wisdom and the tactful nature of Musa alayhi salam. So let's wait and see. Pharaoh tries to divert. He throws a curveball and he says, okay. I just want to ask you, you know what, for a moment, let's put that whole discussion on Allah on hold. What's your take on the fate of those that preceded us? Let's wait and see how wise, calculated, and amazing the response of Musa alayhi salam was.